another welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
It's a super sweaty summer pantsless episode of the show. Well, at least I'm pantsless, right?
It's pants optional.
All right. And I opted in to no pants. There you go. It's that kind of show. It's summer. It's hot. Lots going on, baby names. What's going on in 2021 makeup trends? And also, what are weird fitness people doing to their bodies? All that and more. Tip, tap, tip. Okay, let's just do the slow fade out and fade ourselves up. How's it going, Rochelle?
You're going to make me fall asleep with your smooth talking.
Well, hello. Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. this is my NPR voice. We're going to talk about our... we've got a very exciting show with some things going on.
Do you have smooth jazz playing?
I know I don't have that ready to go, unfortunately, so... No smooth jazz.
It's good voice. I like it.
Yeah. Welcome to your... our pledge drive is going on right now. So if you have your dollars and bitcoins and any other coin of gold, also good. Send that down to the station and we'll get you our mug with our station on it. And you'll also get a tote bag as well, too, so you can get around and show your support. like that.
Because... Yeah. A tote bag. I am sold.
They always give out tote bags.
Yeah. Because people like to carry their books or if they go to the grocery store, they've got like a tote bag.
Things. Yeah. I like the tote things. As mentioned at the top of the show, we are trapped in our basement because it is cold. Hot. But we are not the Tip Tap Tip weather report. That's it. That's all you get. Let's get on with your favorite thing this week. Rochelle.
I went away.
Pardon?
I went away.
Oh yeah, you went away.
And I house sat slash, I called it a house sitting artist in residency because, that's what I did there.
It's like a mini sabbatical.
No, it wasn't because I did stuff.
Oh.
I did drawings and I just drew and I had a room set up that was just all for making art.
Yep.
And I didn't have to take care of anybody but myself.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
And the people who own the house are my aunt and uncle and they have a beautiful backyard that is just amazing plants and flowers and just see the bees and then this crazy magpie and just sitting in the backyard. But of course, because it was super hot then too,
Hold on.
I couldn't even sit in the backyard for that long.
Magpies, get the out.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to shoot it, but I didn't have a gun.
Okay.
So I chased after it. And then you know what it did?
It just
hopped along and then just looked at me like, what? It didn't even fly. It wasn't even scared of me. And then I didn't want to hurt it. Because even though I don't like magpies, when this bird is right in front of you staring at you.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it.
Could not do it?
No. Right. Even though I was kind of pissed off. I'm like, magpie, I know what you're doing. He's dominating the land because there's bird feeders everywhere. And then he just waits until but the bird feeders are caged. So only the small birds can get it. So what this magpie does is he waits until the little birds go there and the food falls on the ground. Mm-hmm. And then he picks it up and then he scares the little birds away.
Interesting.
So He's got a pretty sweet thing going, if you think about it.
Those magpies.
Doesn't have to, try and find food anywhere.
King of the garden, Mr. Magpie.
He is. He wants to be king of the garden until another bigger magpie comes along.
Or a squirrel.
Or a crow.
Or,
Yeah, no, the squirrels can't get into those bird feeders at all.
They're squirrel-proof.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
that was fun. That was really enjoyable.
You left me all alone with the children for an entire weekend, and it was fine.
Yeah.
We only ate pizza 2 days in a row. That's great.
That's what happens.
When you leave, Rochelle.
Any vegetables? No. We just ate Little Caesars. Was it Little Caesars or did you at least get something better?
They demanded Little Caesars.
Oh, so you just listened to the children. Well, oh, my goodness.
Hot and ready, Rochelle.
Yeah.
Just like me today. Oh, they heard the words and they know.
Oh, no, don't.
Not tonight. We're having good food tonight. We're having hot dogs.
What's with hot weather and just eating bad food?
I know. Like, Bo this afternoon he's like, I want a bowl of hot soup. I'm like, are you sure? It's like the hottest day of the entire year. He's like, yes, I do. I'm like, okay, go for it. What it is, Ichiban noodle soup.
Guess that's how they learn. Once they're eating it, they're like, oh.
He's like, it's too hot. I'm like, do you want me to put an ice cube in it? Yes, please.
So yeah, so I really had a lot of fun doing that. I most especially enjoyed the quiet. That was my favorite part. Just quiet.
I made a point of not contacting you at all.
I know, but I didn't like it when I texted you and then you didn't respond. Then I was like, oh no, did something happen? So
just want to give you that peace of mind.
Yeah, but you don't give me peace of mind if you don't respond to a text message.
Okay. My favorite thing, I think it's been a while since we chatted, but two things. Two things on my list, Rochelle. Usually I'm scrambling, but I wrote this down a while ago. One, trampoline. Two, fences.
What about that?
Two fences, which are now painted and do not look like garbage, especially the one fence, which was like to call the combo fence.
Sorry, is that your job that you did is like your favorite thing?
No, because I can now hang out in my backyard and not like be reminded constantly that, especially the one fence, at least it's consistent in color, even though it's not consistent in design. But, you know, so that's giving me a bit of, you know, it makes me feel happy when my house is, looks kind of nicer.
Yeah.
And second thing.
Are you going to plan on like painting the fence that goes behind the shed?
Yeah. I do. I need to get more paint.
I thought that was like your sneaky trick to like.
No, I wanted to paint up the, you know, because I didn't want to be out there like 8 hours of the day. I wanted to paint up to the point where it was visible. I still have paint left and I'm going to do the rest of it when it's not 37 degrees Celsius outside.
Yeah. Good plan. Mm-hmm. And the trampoline. Yes. We decided, okay, so both of our boys have birthdays around the same time. And both me and Eric are like, no more toys. Like, our house is overflowing with toys. Lego everywhere. Cars everywhere. We're like...
Perler bead creations.
Like, we are bursting with toys in our house. So it kind of worked out good this year for COVID because we didn't have a birthday party, which meant no other kids coming over and no more toys. Because remember that one year we invited like 10 kids to that train birthday party for our son. And it was at that place where
everybody rode
the train. And it just ended up being that way where you book it, the package, they sell you a certain amount of tickets. So you're like, okay, I guess we have to invite in that many kids.
Yeah.
But I didn't think about it at the time that then our son would be getting 10 presents. And it was insane the amount of presents he got and the amount of toys. It just, you know, it took over our house.
Definitely.
Next time we should just, the stuff that's like not so good that or that we don't think our son would really be into, we should just...
Donate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Keep the packaging and donate it or sell it with the packaging.
Yeah.
Brand new
in the box.
Anyway. So that's kind of good this year. So we decided that instead of buying toys, we would sell a few things on Kijiji, sell a Nintendo system. So we taught our kids that, you know, you sell things, you get real money. And then you buy things with real money. So we actually saved up enough money and some birthday money got thrown into it as well. And we bought them a trampoline and it has been amazing. except in the heat, obviously, because who wants to jump in the heat?
And it is so good. It is so good that our next door neighbor got the exact same one 2 weeks later.
Yes. Well, that's a whole different story. It's funny, though. Should it we tell funny. That?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. So, because I don't think she knows who we are or anything. Whatever. So, this is just a little bit of neighborhood gossip.
Okay. Dun, 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 dun.
So, the lady who lives next door, we now realized that when we do something, she does something. So, when Eric cuts the grass, she cuts her grass.
Like an hour later.
Like an hour later. Because she cannot stand her grass being longer than our grass.
It's weird.
And then I think one of the first things I noticed is that when we got a new car, which, like, you know, we needed a new car. Like, we were driving a 2003 PT Cruiser with two kids.
Who are not getting smaller.
No storage. Yeah. No place to put anything to go camping or anything, right? So we went out and we got a minivan, which is, you know, very useful for a family.
I love it. Love it.
And it wasn't brand new when we bought it. But it's nice. We still have it. It works really good. It's a Toyota, you know, I don't want to advertise for them. So then what does she do? She goes out and she already had an older version of the minivan that we had. And she went out and she bought a newer car within at least a couple months of us buying a new car. It was like she couldn't stand it that she had an older minivan than what we had.
Yeah, I know.
It's so funny.
You know, the whole phenomenon of keeping up with the Joneses is just silly, because that assumes that, you know, both people give a fuck. And really, we give zero fucks when it comes to a lot of things around here. Yes, we try and maintain our grass, but we're...
It means, I think keeping up with the Joneses means that you're looking around at what your neighbors are doing and making sure that you're always better than them or keeping up with them.
Yeah.
And I don't think that we really look at our neighbors and feel the need to compete with them. Because it is competing with them, right?
It is competition.
Yeah. So anyway, so then we get this trampoline. And then how long have we had it? Maybe a couple weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks? Then what does she do? She goes out, she buys the exact same trampoline. And the funny thing that I noticed yesterday is she actually has a little white stool, the exact same as what we, like, she could have got a ladder for, you know, she could have got a different thing, but no, she went out and bought the exact same white little stepping stool. It's funny.
It's weird. It's weird. Like, you know, like in the end, it, you know, it could have been her kids. Maybe her kids bugged her because they saw, you know, Bo on the trampoline going, "Hey, I have a new trampoline."
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing, is like what the other parents do is they're just like, "Hey, can, you know, can our kids come over and jump?" And we're like, "Yeah, sure. Why not? We don't. That's fine."
Yeah, but she hates us.
You know,
us.
Only two kids on at a time. And with COVID, we don't really want to have tons of people over. But yeah, she wouldn't. It's like they didn't even acknowledge us when Bo was yelling at them, like, "Hey, I have a new trampoline." Like, they just ignored it.
Yeah. I know. It's weird. It's like, oh, no. Like, oh, they have a basketball hoop. Are we going to go right out and get one? Well, if the kids really want it, maybe. But they've shown no interest in it. So, you know that basketball hoop that goes doo-doom, doo-doom, doo-doom?
Yeah, I know. I hear it. You can hear them bouncing their ball inside of our house. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is she actually removed that big chunk of concrete that they could have used for bouncing the basketball.
That's true. Yeah, I remember that.
It's funny.
Back when we had to build a fence.
Yeah.
But that's another story for another time.
This is what happens when you stay in your suburban neighborhood during COVID. You start to notice your neighbors. Is there anything else you notice about our neighbors?
Or, like, generally speaking, the guy across the street is nice. I always wave to him and say hi. Especially like early in the morning when I'm going to work, and I guess he goes to work super early too.
Does he suck your dick in the morning?
I, you know, maybe. Okay. Definitely. Okay. All the time.
only in exchange for Tim Hortons coffee.
No, where do you think we get all that great firewood? You think he just gives it away for free, Rochelle? You give some, you get some. All right? That's how it works. It's the way the world spins.
You give him wood, he gives you wood.
Exactly. You know it. You know it. You know it.
What's with that house across the street? There's always people who have so much stuff. Like this guy has a camper, a boat, a Jeep.
Yeah.
And like a super duty truck for work. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Like yeah. I think that maybe like our neighborhood thing is everybody has a lot of vehicles and they just like pile up their driveways with vehicles and then the road with vehicles.
Yeah. Well, I guess people like cars. I told you, I told you that our next car, whenever in like 10 years or however long we drive this minivan until it dies, our next vehicle is going to be an electric vehicle. So I figure by the next time we drive our car into the ground, everything will be...
Why do you have to wait until this one dies? Why can't we just have two vehicles?
Okay, my next car will be...
Because I am definitely not on the same page as you for the next vehicle.
Oh, yeah, because I told you I wanted... Well,
you told me that you wanted that, and I'm thinking that I want a classic.
A classic?
Yeah.
Like a classic? What does that mean? What is a classic?
I want a motor that purrs.
You just program that into the...
You know, those Teslas, you turn them on and it's like...
That's a weird thing is because...
Like you don't hear anything.
That's one of the dangerous things. It's like, you know, when like there's a regular car coming down the street and you can hear it before it hits you. But these electric cars are kind of quiet. So they actually have to deliberately make them loud so that...
So people hear them.
So people hear them before they get smooshed.
That's so dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like the, you know, like the old Mustangs or, what's the other one called? Anyway, those older cars, the muscle cars, where it's like vroom, vroom, like you really hear it.
Well, you can
but
have.
Those cars, you drive them around the block and your tank's empty.
I know.
So they're definitely... You know, good for days like today, summer driving, put the hood down.
Being pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk Eurovision. No, we're not going to talk about it ever for this year.
Eurovision? I know. That's over.
It's so over. That's so like last month.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
What can we talk about? Well, there's lots to talk about. This is a weird one. I've seen this. I watch a lot of fitness YouTube and I've seen, experts warn against dry scooping. I didn't know this was a thing, but TikTok is the place where many trends start. You want to know what dry scooping is?
Sure.
No, Erica, don't.
Let me guess. It's when you scoop up a guy's balls with no lube.
You know, that would be better. That would be better.
Dry scooping, right?
You know, that would, you know, but unfortunately, it is not what you want.
And a Tennessee woman experiences the dangerous consequences of this whole new social media TikTok challenge.
All right, guys, so I had a heart attack, as most of you guys know, from taking this Redcon 1 Total War.
So this woman ended up in the hospital after taking the dry scoop challenge, as it's called, and this is how it works. It involves ingesting pre-workout powder, or PWO, without any liquid. It's supposed to give you a faster, more intense rush before you get to the gym, helping you lift a lot heavier and faster. Experts, however, are warning against dry scooping.
So they're getting a large portion of caffeine in one setting. When you do that, it increases the blood pressure substantially.
I definitely recommend taking anything dry without any type of liquid fluid.
Not to mention, it does not go down easily. Experts recommend that you just skip this challenge altogether. Only use pre-workout supplements as directed by your doctor.
Don't, and no touching of the balls.
That's so dumb. Why would someone do that?
Because it's, you know, because it's the latest of these challenges.
Okay, I don't really see that as a challenge. I think that's a dare.
Yeah, it's a dare. It is a dare. You know, people
like a challenge is like oh, I'm going to overcome this. I'm going to do this and it's going to be good. And, but the dare is, I dare you to do something stupid that might harm you. And well, that is a definitely a dare.
Like the dude said in the news. Yeah. It's weird though. Like I the more I'm involved in it, I find fitness culture be very weird. And this is just one.
Oh, that's not fitness culture. You cannot say that's fitness culture.
Well, it's a pre-workout supplement, right? And that's what the scoop of whatever powder is, right?
Yeah, so that's just totally different. That has nothing to do with health and fitness.
Yeah. I just find it weird. Like, I like working out, but
because people take those supplement things even if they don't work out.
I feel like, you know, if I ever get to the point where I'm like taking like mega mass 5,000, like I feel like it's a threshold I'm not comfortable crossing. I feel like once I cross that, then I'm just like a totally different person.
Yeah, like buying like a big tub of that stuff.
My monster mass 5,000 gets me whatever X amounts of proteins in my body and I get the big packs. Okay, well, sure. But maybe there's better ways to eat protein. What do I know? I'm just a guy who does burpees in his basement. I don't profess to be any fitness expert. I just watch smarter people on YouTube.
I just don't like taking things that are scientifically manufactured. I definitely think that healthy eating more so means having less things that are manufactured.
It's like
shopping in the grocery store, like trying to shop more so in the outside areas, like the fruit and vegetables, the meat department, the dairy department, but don't go into the aisles and buy all these, you know, energy bars and
the protein bars, which are basically chocolate bars.
Yeah, like the one thing that I stopped buying too is beans, like pork and beans, because if you look at how much sugar is in pork and beans, because of the sauce.
Yeah. Anything with the sauce is just like. That's what it is.
It's brutal.
Like, you don't know what are in, like, most of the sauces, but guaranteed, if somebody else is making it, probably a lot of sugar.
Yeah. Like, some canned vegetables, fine. They don't, you know, they're in, like, salt water, brine, or something like that. But, pork and beans, and even sausages. I know we're having hot dogs tonight, but... You know, you can look at the ingredients for the hot dogs that we've purchased and it says right on the package, like no sugar, no lactose, no gluten. I think because companies are becoming more aware of that, people are wanting to know what is in it and they can't just throw whatever they want in it.
Yeah. Like I think people are kind of waking up to the whole, like taking more critical look at what they're actually eating and what are the ingredients. It's like, okay, well, breakfast cereal, like some of the ones which say, we're super healthy. They have like a ton of sugar.
Yeah, like reading the nutrition labels, reading the ingredients. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So deceiving. And that's the reason why it's so hard to lose weight in our culture without spending hours in the grocery store trying to figure everything out. And it took me a long time to figure out how to read all the labels and help from nutritionists to learn how to read the labels too. Because even bread... Like, I would never have thought to look at the sugar intake content in bread.
And I'm thinking, why are you putting sugar in bread? I don't know. I'm not a baker.
But. Well, I think there's a certain amount of sugar that needs to go in order to react with the yeast.
Okay.
But there's a lot of sugar in some bread.
Like Wonder Bread.
Well, Wonder Bread has, like, no nutritional value. Yeah, it's like
fiber.
Whatsoever.
Never heard of it. What's that?
Yeah.
Fiber schmiber.
Like, putting that into your body, like, that's so bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, to go back to these dares online, I think people are just doing it to get likes on Instagram.
Yep.
I saw this one video where this lady on Instagram was like, she's like, wearing a shirt and then she tied it underneath and she's a very big breasted lady. And she's like, so do you mean if I just jump up and down like this, I'll get a million views? And then she just jumps up and down. And so you see her boobs moving. And then, she got like 2 million something views. So people are just doing whatever they can to get.
Man, I, you know what? I hear that story, and you know what I'm thinking?
What?
Well, I wish I had a really big boob so I can jump up and down and get millions of views.
But do you, those are not the gut. Like, do you want those kinds of people looking at you? Because they're not looking at you Rochelle. To see anything about you. They're hey, only looking at the boobies. That's it. That's all they want to see.
Views are views, Rochelle.
Yeah, whatever. Are you 16? Yes, you are. Maybe. Eternally.
Eternally. So yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this is crazy. This lady had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Because of her.
Well, because it's
because
like a
of
big,
her doing this.
Yeah, because it's like concentrated caffeine, and you're not diluting it with water.
Yeah, so. That's like when people went on the Red Bull kicks, and they would drink more than it says right on the back of the can. Like, don't exceed this many per day. And I remember someone telling me that this. Oh, our friend Shane. He said someone that he worked with who was, you know, young in his 20s,
yeah.
drank an excessive amount of Red Bull in a day and had a heart attack.
Yeah, if you drink, like, I don't know how many you would have to drink, but yeah, I guess if you're just throwing them back, that'll do.
Yeah, it's just not treating your body very nicely mm-hmm. at all. Like, what do people think? Their bodies are indestructible.
Because they're young and they think that they can do anything.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I know. We can do it.
You don't even think about it. Yeah.
Because I think of all the dumb things I did when I was a kid.
That's true. That is true.
I used to think, I could drink excess.
I used to smoke.
I used to drink a lot.
I used to smoke a lot and drink a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I think of some of the dumb things I did drinking. Especially in art.
What's the dumbest thing you did?
I play this game called, I'm sure I've talked about this on the show. This drinking game called The Line. I invented it.
you invented it.
I invented it. So,
great.
So impressionable 18 to 21 year olds. Listen up. Here's a game you can play and get super fucked up. How it is you get like a mason jar just like that. And what you do is you take an elastic, say an elastic, just so you wrap it around.
Yeah.
And so you start with, and you fill it up all the way right to the top with the orange juice, right? Zero alcohol at all, right?
Yeah.
And you take a sip of your orange juice, and as you sip it, you replace it with vodka.
Oh, you told me about this, yeah.
And then, but the trick is you're always maintaining that level amount of beverage, right?
So then eventually it turns
you're
into...
You're drinking straight vodka.
Oh, my God.
But because you've kind of eased into it because, you know, because you're working your way up to it, you don't realize because by the point you've gotten there, you're super fucked up. I did that. It did not end well. We're laughing. But there's a caveat. You probably will barf and feel like garbage the next day. So...
Yes. I remember having like so many parties in our apartment, and I remember you mixing these shots for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Lots of partying. Lots of, I don't know if we did like an excess amount of drugs, but I do know that we drank a lot. We should drink more now.
Yeah.
I'm drinking right now. Are you drinking right now?
No, I'm just having.
What the hell, Eric?
Nope. Not drinking. Not drinking, though. With the screaming upstairs, I feel like I should be drinking.
Oh, that's why I said it.
Oh, you know, that. Yeah, everything is beginning to make sense.
Oh, good.
Drunk mom. I get it. I totally get it. Yeah. It's like, oh, no wonder you can deal with this. Because I'm hearing what's going on upstairs. I'm like, man, I wish I was drunk right now.
Yeah, and
give me a sip of that, Rochelle.
I'm thinking, you know, our kids are screaming at each other because, you know why? Because they're not having a screen time
mm-hmm.
and because I asked them to clean up. That's why. And I basically said to our oldest son, make sure I'm putting you in charge. Make sure that it's done. So now they're just, it's a battle of the wills. And the funny thing about our children,
yes.
I find, is that one of our sons is like you, is like Eric.
What are you talking
and
about?
And one
like,
of our
well,
sons.
Oh, we have a perfect son. Okay, of
one, of our, one of our sons is more like Eric, and one of our sons is more like me. So the funny thing is, sometimes I see them fighting, and I'm like, that's the exact same fight that Eric and I always have.
It's like many versions of the.
It's so weird. Yeah.
Let's talk makeup.
And amusing.
Let's talk makeup trends for 2021. Yeah, I know you're excited about it.
Seriously,
that.
I think people wear way too much makeup right now.
Let's find out what the experts say.
The 80s to barely there brows of the 90s makeup and beauty trends have a long history of evolving.
And here to break down the very latest techniques of 2021 is our beauty expert, Janine Holmes. Janine, good morning.
Good morning, Carolyn and Jeff. Happy Wednesday.
Yes, happy Wednesday. Okay, makeup techniques, they have changed so much in the past 5 years. So we're going to break down the biggest differences between now and 2016. And we're going to start with eyebrows.
Eyebrows indeed. So brow trends are constantly changing. So back in 2016, we were seeing brows that were really kind of blocky and structured. And to create that, you'd usually use an eyeshadow. And you would fill in the brows to create a solid shape. And then once you've achieved that shape, you would go in with a brow pencil to really sharpen it up and create almost kind of like an ombre effect. So
what is ombre effect?
Just means from lighter to darker, darker to lighter.
Okay. This is our resident makeup expert on the show, Michelle.
I'm not a makeup art expert. I'm just saying that from a hairstyling technique. That's okay. What ombre is. Like when you have dark roots and then light ends.
Okay. But it blends?
Yeah.
So it would be softer, closer towards the inner bridge, like closer to the nose of the bridge. And then it would get more sharper and more defined towards the core and the tail of the brow. Now, for the 2021 brow, you achieve this by using a brow glue or pomade to brush the brows up and out, create that feathered, bushy appearance. And when
hold on, what is happening here?
Oh, my goodness. I just think of Brooke Shields.
With the eyebrows? Like they're moving, the eyebrows are, the hairs are kind of pointing up. Is that a thing? I guess.
Maybe it's so that you look like you're stuck in the wind. So your eyebrows are, they're blown.
When are my eyebrows can become trendy?
Once you have your desired shape, you can then go in with.
It's only time, Rochelle. Only time.
Do you mind if I pluck your eyebrow while we're watching this?
No.
There's one hair. Just
okay. If it's
how
just,
can you not feel it? It's like every time. Oh no, there's two. Never mind.
Oh my goodness.
Oh no, there's three.
This is what's happening. You know, I should just get them removed and tattooed on. What are you doing?
I'm gonna pluck it. I'm gonna get it.
Oh,
play the video.
Ow! Whoa! Did you even get it?
Yeah, I did. I got that one.
Oh man.
There's another one.
No. One per show. That's the rule. Then we're doing 100 shows. Okay, fine.
A really thin brow pen, and you're going to fill in the sparse areas and create the look of brow.
This seems like a lot of work.
What the hell? Now you want people to draw little miniature lines?
It seems like a lot of work. And, you know, maybe this is the amount of work that
do you
that
even like what is even the point of this? Do you have to do this every day?
I guess
brow hairs. And this technique will give the brows a real microbladed effect without the commitment, and it will feel like you have naturally full and fluffy brows. So here's the before and after, so you can see how bold the 2016 brow and how the current brow is a lot more natural and fluffy looking.
Fluffy.
What do you prefer?
Debate. Which one do I prefer? I don't know. You look great in any brow. You could have no brows and still look great. But I feel I like them both. I got to experiment. I feel like I might be stuck. Five years. I'm really going, what am I doing? Okay, I gotta.
You're stuck in eyebrow past. We need to bring you to the future, to the present.
All right, let's talk concealer.
I love morning show banter. I love
eyebrow past.
You're stuck in eyebrow past.
This guy's got no idea what he's talking about.
You're stuck in eyebrow past, you old bitch. Get into the times.
She's saying you look beautiful. You could have no eyebrows. Like,
get with the times, you crusty bag.
Healer
how much product is too much? And Jeff is really listening, considering his error this morning.
Okay, great. That's a great question to ask, because the old trend with concealer is you would apply it under your eye in kind of like a triangle shape like this. And the concept behind it is to brighten up that under eye area so it's not dark. And it can work. Just the thing is I find you end up using a lot more product than you actually need. And it can tend to look heavy under the eye. So the current trend, and this is more.
I love this guy. Oh, I totally understand what you're talking about. He's just like, he could give zero fucks about this.
Kind of a less is best approach, which I'm completely on board with, is you only place the concealer in two spots. So you put it just kind of in that inner tear duct, and then a little bit on the outer corner going on an angle upward. And what this is going to do, it's going to brighten up that inner corner. That's usually where most people have darkness. And then on the outer corner, you blend it up towards the temples, and it's going to really lift up the eye. And again, you're using minimal product. So it looks a lot more natural.
Wait for it.
Okay, that right there is a game changer, because I have been doing concealer 2016.
This guy.
He's a good morning show host. I find him very amusing.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on the concealer tips so far?
I think that those makeup tips, that concealer trick might work when you're 20 and you don't have wrinkles and stuff.
Mm.
But a lot of people have like their eyelid color underneath their eye is actually a different color. Okay. So I'm going to disagree with it. Just put less on. Like, why don't you just put less on. Like,
thumbs down for Marshall
to this very day. So thank you, Janine. I'm on that starting tomorrow morning. Okay, the next technique is blush we're going to talk about.
Yes. So the old school way of blush, this is what I learned even when I was going to makeup school, is you focus it on the apple of your cheek. So this is the area of your cheek that when you smile, it pops forward. It has the shape of an apple. So what you would do is you would take the blush and you'd apply it right on the cheek and kind of angle it up towards your hairline. And again, this still looks very beautiful, but what it can do is it can kind of round out the shape of the face. So if you want a more contoured look, this is the updated version. You want to take two fingers and you place it beside your nose and you're going to use...
Follow along, Rochelle.
I got my two fingers ready.
I'm more of a three-finger guy, but...
That is your guideline, and you're going to put the blush a little higher, starting at that finger and going up towards
the
hairline.
Look at that.
And I don't know if you can see it, but see how much more lifted this side of my face looks? So think of 80s blush placement, but a little bit more modernized.
I was going to say, because I remember doing that, and really, I mean, I think I went overboard and I had lines basically here, you know, 20 some odd years ago.
Wasn't the 80s about being overboard, really, though?
Okay. I feel like being a morning show host is my career.
Yeah, you do like to wake up early.
I wake up early and you can banter. I can banter about.
What would you say to this lady about her makeup thing?
Oh, goodness. What would I say to her? Remember 100 years ago, you know, when you were young and had your whole life ahead of you before you're on a morning show with me in the 80s?
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know what I'm
talking. That's not good banter. You're fired.
I'm fired? Okay. My very short-lived morning show career.
Yeah. And also, you don't drink coffee. That's going to be a problem. Every morning show host, look at these people have got Van Hout coffee cups right in front of
Rochelle.
Them.
Rochelle, just because it's a coffee mug does not necessarily mean there's actually coffee in the mug.
Oh, tricks of the trade.
Okay. One.
But okay, so all right, we're going back to that. All right. Okay. Oh my gosh, I remember doing this too. Overlining the lips. I was something back then.
Sorry, has lip liner ever looked good? I feel like that's a... I don't know how, maybe there's updated techniques, but I don't think it's ever looked good. Lip liner?
Lip liner is supposed to, I think lip liner looks good when you can't tell that there's lip liner on.
Yeah, but I've seen it where it looks like cartoon.
Yeah, I don't like it then.
Mm-hmm. Now, this came back in, 5 years ago?
Uh-oh. The morning show has decided to spin. All right. Well, video's over because it decided to kick out unless we can get it going. Well, I guess that's all they want us to see about that. Anyways, actually, I got to play this. This is a quick 30-second video of another newscast. Sometimes, you know, like in this one we just watched, the news...
I think they should have, like, for these makeup segments, I think they should have age differences in makeup. Because when you're 20... Sure, you're gonna have time to do these like tiny little lines for your eyebrows, but when you're 40, you should be wearing your makeup differently than when you're 20. You shouldn't be putting on tons of concealer because it actually increases the visibility of the lines on your face when you're wearing too much makeup. And when with the brows, like I don't want to have my makeup the same as a 20-year-old.
No.
But I also don't want to look like I am doing my makeup from the 90s or the early 2000s.
Yep.
So they should have, I think they need to divide it up a little bit, like stop assuming that all women are the same.
What would city look
like? And then also like that's a white woman. So someone who's a darker skin color is going to be doing their makeup differently as well. Like it's too general.
They only have like a couple minutes on the show, but anyways, let's watch this clip from the.
Well, I think it should be longer than Eric.
Well, then that's why you watch CityLine for exactly stuff like that.
I do watch CityLine, and
that's it.
That's it.
Okay, so those newscasters we just watched seem to get along, very friendly, but sometimes
I need to pull that hair. I need to pull the other eyebrow hair. It's bugging me. I got to do it.
Let me do it. Rochelle, we are live. We are live on TV. We're live on the podcast. And now you're torching me. You're doing all these awful. Ow.
Oh, geez. That's a bitch one. Look at that one.
Well, that is something else.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, now I see another
one. No, stop it. Stop it. Rochelle, we are live. Let's watch this. This is news people who don't necessarily get along.
Featherweight champion Natty Kokkola to fight in Ukraine this coming Saturday. And for more on this, Jessica. Good afternoon, Jessica. Good evening. When we speak about sports, we are hearing that Kokkola will be fighting on Saturday.
No, you're not going to do that. You're just going to greet me and then you say, take it away. You're not going to do that.
Please. Jessica, we are live.
Jessica, we are live. Now, when you greet me, you have to do it that way.
Wow.
I like that. Sometimes there's a little stuff behind the scenes.
Like, you know, we are not going to do that. You are not going to try and talk to me. You're just going to hand it over to me. Okay.
Jessica, we are live.
That's hilarious.
Alberta reveals the top baby names of this of the 2020.
So I just want to be clear to everyone. No, we are not having another baby. We're just talking about this.
Mm-hmm. I always like to talk about this because I always like to see what people are naming their kids. We know that
assuming that everybody's naming their babies the same name. Like, you know, this top baby names, it just means that a lot of people have chosen these.
Yep.
It's a trend. I like to find out the names of the people who are not on trend.
Well, that's why I have the whole list up here in another tab for boys and girls names.
Cool.
So we can see by this description, Olivia and Noah continue to be Alberta's top baby names. What do you think what do you think some other popular ones would be before we watch this?
Oh man, I have no idea. I haven't thought about this in, you know.
Let's see what the smart people say.
Popular baby names in Alberta have been unveiled for 2020. Just over 49,000 babies were born in 2020, and for the eighth year in a row, Olivia tops the list for girls. Other popular names included Emma, Charlotte, Ava, and Sophia.
These all seem like names you would see in like Pride and Prejudice type movie.
Yes, so true.
Am I
old British names?
Lady Charlotte. Lady Charlotte.
I don't think Ava is, though.
No. But it does have that kind of feel. You can clearly tell that this is definitely the wives who are coming up with these names. Guys, what would a guy name his daughter? He would not name her Charlotte or Sophia.
Why not?
It's girly names.
Because they're girls.
But there's...
What girl name would you pick?
Well, we'll consult.
Erica.
Yes, because that's the best name ever. Erica, the best.
Yeah. For the boys, Noah is the most popular name for the second year in a row. 239 babies got that name. Oliver, Liam, Benjamin, and William round out the top five.
Those are all year, like the list has kind of like old British guy names too.
Yeah,
so boy names. That's interesting.
What does this guy have to say about it?
It's a great mix of classic names, traditional names, and even some inspired by popular culture. The names of these lists are not just the names.
He is going back a second. He is Nate Glubish, Minister of Service, Alberta.
I want to be a minister.
They are also the names of people who will shape the future.
What would you be the minister of? Like if you have a minister of...
Minister of Sinister.
Oh, come on. I'd be the minister of backyard wading pools. Minister of barbecues and partying. Minister of... naps. Minister of... what?
Well, you just pick anything.
Yeah, exactly. What'd you be the minister of?
Chocolate.
Yes.
Your art. This province.
And signs of positivity rang out during the pandemic with names like Hope, Peace, Faith, Happy, and Brave. And Dr. Dina Henshaw became a household name. Two girls named Dina were born in 2020.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's because of her. I don't know. Maybe not.
Probably. Okay, let's go.
She said maybe not. What a bitch.
Well, maybe. Let's look at
Dina's going to get on her ass.
All right, let's look at the, start with the baby boy names going through here.
Oh, the registered baby boy names.
Yeah, so this is the whole list, all the babies.
Well, we're not going to go through the whole list.
Oh, Rochelle, don't tell me how I had to run my own show, okay? If there's any which stand out to you.
Abdimalik?
Isn't that like a Bible name?
I don't know.
Where's that? I feel like there's a Bible name. I feel like that's something I read. Okay. No.
But there's only one kid named that.
Let's look at there. But there's 99 Adams.
Whoa.
There's.
Let's check our boys' names. See how many people were named Bo.
How many we need to sort out. B. Okay. B. E.
Beckett. Beckett.
64 Bows. Oh no.
It's becoming popular. Beauregard. That's the full name, isn't it?
That's what we need to read.
Or some people spell it just B-O. Go to B-O.
B.
I don't like that spelling.
16.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Going down.
Boaz. Seriously? People are naming their kid Boaz? Wow.
Okay, let's go to Ward.
I bet you nobody.
Well, there might be
It's not even on there. What? It's not.
Not even a single one.
Good.
Should be here.
Yeah.
Cool. That's all right.
What about Eric?
Oh yeah. How many other Erics are there?
Vishnu.
That's cool.
I like the name Maximilian.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Eric. What do we got? How many other Erics? How many other cool kids were born?
Oh, lots of Ethans. Eric, 29. Oh.
Eric with a C, 29. Eric with a K, 11.
Oh.
Oh, man. Look at some of these great names.
Enzo. Isn't that like from Futurama?
There's one Ferris. One Ferris.
Gage. I've never heard of that name.
That's a good name.
G-A-G-E.
I like it.
I like it too, yeah. Gavin.
You know, this makes me want to have another baby or something.
Why? Just so you can pick another name.
Exactly.
There's so many. You don't have to like hold the baby in your body for 9 months. Have it take over your life.
And we'll have another baby and we will name our baby.
If you want another baby, just go buy one. Apparently, you can, if you go to a parking lot with a brown paper bag full of money, you can buy babies.
Okay. What? What the fuck?
I saw it in a movie. Oh,
okay, great. It's just super. Kaden?
What? Kai. Do you like Kai? K-A-I?
70 of them.
What about River? I always liked the name River.
Let's go down. And then we're going to check out some of the girls' names. Oh, there's one Ringo. Nice.
No.
Yes, yes, yes. 22 Rivers.
Oh, wow. Nice.
What else we got? A lot of cool names.
You like Rumi?
Pardon?
Rumi, R-U-M-I.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's check out the girls' names, starting at the top. How many Rochelles are there? Let's get down to business. How many Rochelles? How many other?
None. Please be none.
Okay, I'm going to guess.
Oh, there's one R-I-C-H.
I'm going to guess there's 15. That's my guess.
Doubt it.
R-A.
I just saw Rochelle.
Rochelle, two.
Two.
Good.
Oh, man.
Only two. Perfect. Keep it low. It's not a good name. Don't do it.
Let's see if there's anybody who has your middle
name. Imagine if it was all...
My middle name is made up by my parents. I don't think that people...
Mom.
Imagine
instead of two...
Why? Why M?
Imagine if there was... It said 1,000 Rochelles. 1,000 Rochelles.
Oh, that would be brutal if there were 1,000
Not
Rochelles.
Even close to your middle name. So there you go.
Yeah. None.
Vivian.
Oh, Violet. There's 76 Violets.
You know, and that goes back to what I was saying earlier. It's like,
and only two Wendy's.
Yeah,
Wendy used to be very popular.
Yeah, no, you don't see.
But what about Willow?
Oh, what was the one her name I heard the other day? I'm like, no one names their kid that name. Oh, Eleanor.
Yeah.
Let's see how many Eleanor.
I always think of like Eleanor Rigby.
Mm-hmm. One Eleanor.
That's it. And then there's an Eleonora.
Mm-hmm.
An L.
Mm-hmm.
18 L's.
We need.
I wouldn't name your kid L because that's like a magazine name.
You know, maybe people watched. Is L part of the Disney thing? Or am I totally?
Oh my goodness, Ellie. There's 89 Ellie's. A lot of Elizabeths. Wow.
Hold on. No Electra.
There's Alexia.
Nice.
What's that?
Which one?
Dilreet?
Where's this?
Dima?
Oh, okay. Well.
Hmm.
Different names for different babies.
Well, I think you can kind of just make up names.
Daytona.
Right? Daytona. Oh, my goodness.
The baby comes out with a tan and a drinking habit. and roots.
It's like, what about Dana? Is there Dana?
D-A-Y-N-A?
Yeah.
Doesn't
look like it. No Dana. What? There's Deza.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Wow.
Lots of names. So let's get making some babies, Rochelle. So we can start having some more.
Buying babies, Eric. Buying babies in parking lots.
Because that's where the best babies come from, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think Kijiji might have a policy or something against that.
Maybe there's a code that we just haven't picked up on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because people use like code words. It's like, I would definitely like to buy some fresh produce. Wink. Is that the code words they're using?
I don't know. We'll have to Google that. Can we Google that?
Yeah, Google it later. Let's wrap it up into a ball of stuff. Well, thank you for listening to the show. This is the pants optional episode of Tip Tap Tip, where we talk about us not wearing pants and other things as well, too. Do you have any baby names that you want to name all your babies? Let us know. info@tiptaptip.com. That is our email address. That's where we get all the stuff. Follow Rochelle on Instagram, Rochelle Skilling Art, where you are doing what, Rochelle?
What
are you doing on your thing?
Drawing.
Okay. And
other and doing the T-pose.
And that too.
And you can actually check out all of our artwork. The whole Skilling family, we are having our artwork shown and sold. You can go to petitemasterpieces.ca and you can purchase a drawing that Eric made.
Yep.
Or one that Bo made. Mm-hmm. Or one that there's four of them that I made on there and two of that Ward made. And they are only $20. They're postcard size, nice little sizes, 5x7s that will fit beautifully in your home if you'd like to have an original piece of artwork. PetiteMasterpieces.com.
That's right.
And all the proceeds will go to Elephant Ear for Artists or. And then half of it goes to us.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun. And we're actually going to have it displayed in a gallery. It will be our first gallery show together as a family.
Nice.
I'm not sure what the details of that are yet, but that's pretty fun. That's pretty cool, pretty fun, pretty exciting. And Eric's drawing is crazy and weird. You definitely should take a look at it because I have no idea where he gets this stuff from.
It's the drugs.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
It's acid dripping off of my spinal cord for the rest of my life.
No, mostly my broken brain.
Broken brains.
Broken brains. Nice. Follow me on...
I don't want to have a baby like that. Make sure that we get one with no broken brains.
Okay, we'll have to get our deluxe produce then.
Yeah.
Follow me on Twitter, Eric Skilling, and the podcast, wherever you get podcasts. You know, which is kind of redundant because hold on. Because if you're listening to this show, which means you already know how to get it, so why am I telling you how to get it?
Whoa. We just figured this out.
After 500
episodes, you're like, wait a minute.
Why am I saying this?
Then they already got it.
What?
Okay. What?
Disregard everything I said.
I think the most fun that you can have this summer is if you pop on some good tunes and you can find good music. Mm. On Spotify, if you go under the Tip Tap Tip episode mix, because Eric is really good at finding good music. It will introduce you to lots of different bands that you maybe have never heard of before. It's usually all of the songs are either ones that we've played in the beginning of the show or after the show. So
exactly.
Just popping that out, there's no fee or anything like that. You can just enjoy it and listen to it.
That being said,
put it on your Google. Have a party. Dance around with no pants and drink some gin.
My name is Eric.
My name's Rochelle.
We'll talk later. Bye.